Monsoon rains in India create disaster. 3 years after Japan's crisis, tens of thousands are still displaced. And our last story begins with a song and ends in celebration. Details are next on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. If you think it's been storming a lot lately where you live, check out South Asia. You've probably heard about severe flooding along the northern India-Pakistan border. But did you know that India's coastal states like Andhra Pradesh are dealing with it too? Donna Glass of India Partners fills us in.
There's at least 26 villages and up to 100 villages that have been cut off by the monsoon flooding. The pastors were calling and saying, we need help. We are isolated. We are completely cut off. Roads are submerged under 6 feet of water. The only access is by boat.
India Partners first responders are teaming up with local pastors to bring in food aid.
It's not just food, but it includes soap for washing their hands and soap for washing their dishes. They also bring in the gospel.
And here's how you can help at our website.
$50 will provide 2 weeks worth of food and spices and soaps for a family.
Next, Operation Mobilization works with a church partner in northern Iraq that has opened its doors to those fleeing the Islamic State. The church launched feeding, supply, and housing programs. But the problem is that church leaders are amongst those fleeing. Pray that God would give them courage and protection, and pray for opportunities to share the hope of Christ. The situation is changing daily. Read an on-the-ground perspective at missionnetworknews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster trio devastated tens of thousands. You'll probably be surprised to hear this update from Joe Handley of Agent Access.
There's still 89,000 people that are still living in temporary housing. Over and above that is another 90,000 people who are living in various forms of public or private housing units provided by the local governments.
Handley says while most of the world has packed up and moved on, Christians have made a significant impact both spiritually and physically because they stayed.
We need more volunteers to come and just help sit with people and be their part of the emotional care and support teams. The needs are fantastic if people can be the hope of Christ.
Visit our website to learn how to pray, give, or go because
this is a unique moment for the life of Japan. And there's no time to back out, and yet most of the world has forgotten Japan. The needs are enormous, and Asian Access is prepared to receive anyone that would come.
Elsewhere, World Mission's Greg Kelly sent us this report from Myanmar about a woman's encounter with a treasure, an audio Bible player.
She listened to this treasure for 2 months, and after listening to the Word of God, was convinced that Jesus was, in fact, the Messiah. He was who He said He was, and she went to our national pastor and asked him how she could become a Christian. He led her to Christ, and upon hearing the news, her husband told her that she had a choice to make. Either she could choose him and their Buddhist religion or Christianity. And she said, I'm following Jesus. He is my Lord and Savior now. And here she is, essentially a widow, serving Jesus, left with nothing, but has the joy of the Lord like I've never seen anywhere in the world.
Now what? Listening groups develop and become small churches. Ask God to provide for the needs of these new believers. And there's a reason to celebrate in Russia. Young Christians in the city of Oryol have been telling others about Jesus on a regular basis since May. Russian ministry says it's part of the church's Year for Jesus project. So far, at least 6 people have come to know Christ as Savior through this ministry. And it all started when a group of young believers went to a local park and started singing Christian songs. You'll get the full story by visiting missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association's making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.